Listen and Live Audio presents Winter Danger by William O. Steele. Read by Richard J. Brewer. Introduction. No one knows the Tennessee Mountains better than William O. Steele, and no one writes a better outdoor adventure story. So when we first meet 11-year-old Cage Amos and his father Jared, heading for a hollow sycamore tree where they could hole up for the night, we know we are going to be living in all kinds of weather, on the lookout for game, maybe running into Indians, certainly running into trouble. Jared is a woodsy, born in the woods his whole life spent trapping through them, with no use for cabins, little interest in talk, no talent for farming or much of anything else except keeping body and soul together without being beholden to anyone. But William Steele is never content just to whip up action. He may know the ways of the wilderness, but he is just as familiar with and even more interested in the inside workings of people, especially of boys and their fathers. And right off we can see that, though Cage holds his tongue, he doesn't go along with his father's way of life. Nothing in the wide world makes him so mad as when his father says, "We're just alike, you and me." They aren't alike. Cage longs to live in a cozy cabin with a fire burning in the hearth and folks for company. But he knows better than to expect such a wish to come true. And maybe it wouldn't have if there hadn't been so many unusual signs in the woods that a hard winter lay ahead, so hard as to scare even Jared. Still, Cage is surprised when his father takes him back to the settlements to spend the winter with his mother's kinfolk. But he is not surprised when, after a few days of inside living, his father lights out alone for the woods without saying a word to a soul.